You deal with pain from time to time, need some relief, maybe a strain of muscle, who knows? Yeah, as you know, I cover the Green Bay Packers. One guy that talks about one source of relief over and over again is Aaron Rodgers. Remember when he had that calf injury that everybody was talking about, and he was day-to-day, game-to-game, to see if he was going to be able to play, and he talked about what he was doing for treatments.
Well, I'm doing everything that we do in the training room, and they do a great job in there of making me feel better. Supplement that with some acupuncture every now and then, and see how it feels.
He's a big proponent of acupuncture, makes that part of his routine. There's a place in Kenosha called Three Moons Acupuncture, and now Kim Filkins joins us here on WRJN. Hi, Kim, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers talks about using acupuncture all the time, and that's got to be a, kind of a great endorsement of that being an alternative way of trying to get some relief.
Absolutely, yeah. That's probably the most common thing that I see people for, is they've tried every method of pain relief and nothing has worked, so now they're turning to acupuncture.
So let's talk about your place there, Three Moons Acupuncture, 310 Old Green Bay Road in Kenosha. How long have you folks been around?
I've been in business for about 3 years. I am literally moving into this new location this coming week, so we're having a big open house July 15th from 11 to 3. We're going to have raffle prizes and scavenger hunt demonstrations of acupuncture as well as cupping.
So getting people to try acupuncture the first time, what's the biggest hurdle you've noticed with your customers?
Everybody's afraid of needles.
Right.
So convincing them, and not necessarily convincing them, but helping them overcome their fear. The needles themselves are about the width of a human hair. They're extremely thin and very, very flexible. We can actually bend them to a 90-degree angle without breaking the needles. So it's much different than what we normally think of when we go to the hospital or the doctor.
Yeah, speaking of the hospital, they use acupuncture in some emergency rooms now?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Minnesota is paving the way. They have the only two that I know of, the only two ERs that are using acupuncture to help patients that come in for either pain relief as well as anxiety, because as we all know, when we go to the ER, we're usually stressed out and very anxious.
So what's the most common thing that you treat with acupuncture, and how does it work? Is it muscle strain? Is it nerve damage? And I've got a neighbor who had a surgery gone bad, and he's got nerve damage in his feet, and he's got just this burning sensation all the time with his feet, and he's had numerous surgeries to try and correct it. It's really become quite the tragedy or so, because he thought he was going to have a nice early retirement there. But tell us some of the basics or the most common things you see at your clinic.
Most common things that I deal with are pain relief, anxiety, stress, and depression. Those are probably the four most common things that I deal with. As far as how acupuncture works, science has not been able to replicate it, and that's part of the problem that they have with this medicine. They want to be able to pinpoint it as to how it works. But we basically have come to understand from doing MRIs and other things while acupuncture is being applied to the body that it does stimulate areas of the brain to release neurotransmitters and endorphins that help decrease the pain and inflammation in the body. That's the main thing that it does, but it can also balance hormones as well.
I didn't realize that acupuncture is used for anxiety or depression, or people are just even stressed out.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, adults with psychological issues receive more than 50% of all opioids prescribed in the U.S., which then leads us into this opioid crisis that we are dealing with. So if people can actually learn how to deal with their stress and anxiety, which is where acupuncture comes in, then we don't have to prescribe as many opioids and we don't have this addiction crisis that we're dealing with.
So in other words, to help people that are addicted get over their addiction with acupuncture.
Absolutely, yes. It's very calming. I would say 95% of my patients actually fall asleep once the needles are in place.
What about back pain? You know, people that end up being, back patients, you feel for them because you know how much pain they're going through, how it's constant and can be chronic. Can acupuncture give those folks relief?
Acupuncture can definitely help with that. The other thing that is highly recommended would be cupping, which is another modality used in traditional Chinese medicine. We use either glass or plastic cups, and what we do with the glass cups, which is what I use, is we insert a flame into the cups, which then draws out the oxygen, creating negative pressure. And those cups are placed on the muscle body. They can be left stationary or they can be moved. And what it does is it draws oxygen-rich blood into those muscles and separates the fascia so that healing can be facilitated much more quickly.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of professional athletes doing that now, too. Michael, why his name escapes me, the Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, he's had a lot of photos taken with he's getting cupping in between events and that kind of thing. And that must have really made that even a lot more people curious about, well, what is that treatment and how does it work? So you said that because of the heat rising inside the suction of that cup, it draws more blood to that problem area or that muscle and gives the athlete or whomever relief at that part of their back, huh?
Right. So it draws oxygen-rich blood into those muscles and fascia and allows them to heal quicker than, say, a massage. Nothing wrong with massage, but massage actually pushes the blood out of the muscles and compresses things. For the muscles and tendons and ligaments and fascia and everything to heal, you need oxygen to help and facilitate that.
And cupping's just used on the back, right?
Actually, no. As a matter of fact, cupping is now a big trend in facial acupuncture. They are actually using it to avoid having facelifts.
Wow.
And collagen injections.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, tell us a little more about your place, too. So you have a grand opening, what did you say, this weekend, a new location on Old Green Bay Road in Kenosha?
Grand opening will be July 6th.
Oh, July 6th.
We're having an open house on July 15th.
Okay, very nice. And the hours of the store are weekdays?
Yes, Monday and Friday from 9 to 6,
mm-hmm.
Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 9.
All right. And closed on Wednesday?
Correct.
Okay, so Mondays and Fridays from 9 to 6, Tuesday and Thursday from 9 until 9.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, and then you just call ahead and make an appointment, or at the most, you know, you probably encourage folks to just come in for a consultation and if there's any questions
right.
They've got.
I do offer a 15-minute free consultation, and they can do that either in person or over the phone. They can also schedule directly through my website 24 hours a day. So if you go to the website and over on the right-hand side, there's an area where it says click to schedule your appointment. You can do it right then and there.
It's Kim Filkins from Three Moons Acupuncture, new location in Kenosha. What's the website address?
www.threemoonsacupuncture.com.
Well done.
All spelled out, no spaces, no numbers.
That's pretty easy. All right, threemoons.com, threemoonsacupuncture.com?
Correct.
All right, very good. Kim, pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on the new store and the grand opening, and hope to swing by there.
All right, thank you so much, Mike.